So we move to the Mountain Lion Management Plan. Chad.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Want to talk about the revised management plan. I guess I'd like to, in regards to the Mountain Lion plan, for those listening, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. Just want to back up and talk a little bit about the public involvement process. This revision process began probably 16 to 18 months ago, I guess, formally working off probably our third version of mountain lion management within South Dakota. During that process and that timeline, we took public involvement on the plan that we had in place prior to starting to work on the revision. We wanted to get some feedback from the public as to how they thought things were progressing with the plan that we were currently implementing. We conducted, working with Cindy Longmire, we conducted a public opinion survey, which I believe went out to a random sample of around 4,000 South Dakota residents. I believe the response rate on that public opinion survey was around 45%, if I remember correctly, which is pretty good. That's a good response rate on a public opinion survey sent out to random folks. And we annually conduct our hunter harvest survey, and we ask our hunters certain questions, some of them that were similar to that public opinion survey. We developed a mountain lion stakeholder group. Commissioner Gary Jensen was a part of that. We met with that group formally one time in Rapid City, and then as we went through this process, we tried to keep them up to date and up to speed on how things were progressing. We conducted a mountain lion open house in Rapid City. Once we had a draft plan out there, we felt it was important to, at least in the backyard of where we are really trying to manage a sustainable population of mountain lions and provide harvest opportunity and whatnot, we felt it was important to have an opportunity for the public to come in there in Rapid City, and we presented them some information on lions, what were some of the key bullets of the revision, and just wanted to have some frank, open dialogue and conversations. I think Commissioner Phillips and Commissioner Jensen were there. Didn't have the best turnout. I think we had around 24 people, but we had an opportunity to have some good conversations with those that were in attendance. And then obviously we took public comment on the revised draft that was shared with the public. In regards to the format of the plan, this was kind of the last, I guess you could call it old plan, that we kind of wanted to get formatted that was very similar to our current plans. And I guess some of the things that I just wanted to highlight, you know, you'll see some pretty good information in there on mountain lion habitat, both within the Black Hills and the prairie, and what that means in regards to managing lions and whatnot. We wanted to really lay out the season setting process, so the public understands the process that the department goes through in working with you as a decision-making body, as a commission, and so forth. We wanted to provide some information on previous mountain lion hunting, historical harvest, the Black Hills, the Prairie, Custer State Park. There's some in-depth information in there on the various population surveys and under other trend indices that we utilize in monitoring the mountain lion population. Some in-depth information on mountain lion research. We've conducted a fair amount of research, not so much here recently. In fact, we're having some discussions. Are there some things within our mountain lion population that we need to go back and revisit, whether that's, you know, adult male, female survival, kitten survival, litter size, things like that, just to update the models that we're utilizing, and we'll continue to have those discussions and work with our administration on any of those needs that we identify to further monitor this population. Depredation management, tribal coordination, interstate coordination. We go to meetings across with other western states, and we communicate on a regular basis with our counterparts in Wyoming, Nebraska, North Dakota, and other states on mountain lion management, in particular with Wyoming. We have a shared ecosystem there with the Black Hills, and there's some things that obviously we need to coordinate with them on that. Public involvement and outreach is a critical topic and something we spent some time on. And we got a section in here on challenges and opportunities, and I guess a few of those I'd like to highlight would be, you know, our hunting regulations. And we talked about some of those challenges and opportunities yesterday in regards to, you know, hound hunting on the prairie and non-resident hunting, and those were just some things that we wanted to throw out there and get public input on and have that discussion with you as a commission body. There's a small section in there on opposing viewpoints. I think if you haven't been involved in our discussions with managing mountain lions, you know there's a broad spectrum of public opinion regarding mountain lions in South Dakota, and I think we should be blessed to have those types of discussions. We have a unique predator that we have here in South Dakota, and with that are challenges and opportunities, and I think it's pretty neat to have that and to be able to have those discussions around that. Human safety and conflict management, you'll see in there. Predation and conflicts with ungulate management. You know, we have a high desire and a lot of interest in elk and mule deer and whitetail in the Black Hills, and trying to balance that with a predator like mountain lions can produce some challenges at times. The population objectives, and then there's a section in there on prairie mountain lion management. Some of that was brought up yesterday. So in touching upon some of the key, I guess, components that you would find within the revised management plan would be the population objective. Based on, you know, what we observe from the results of the public opinion survey, what we've been hearing from our hunters, the discussions we've had internally, and visiting with a lot of people on mountain lions and looking at the various trend indices that we utilize and follow regarding the population performance and other things regarding mountain lions. We felt, looking back where we're at and looking at those trend indices, a modification of that population objective we felt was appropriate. And you'll notice that change in there to 200 to 300 mountain lions. We feel, as a department, we're in a pretty good spot with mountain lions right now. Not only in regards to mountain lions, but in regards to our elk and deer populations within the Black Hills, and we feel that 200 to 300 is something that can take us into the future here. This is a 10-year plan. It's not to say that we cannot have formal discussions on any component of this plan at any point in time over those next 10 years, and as a department staff, we'll obviously be having those discussions on a regular basis. But when either you as a commission body or the department feels, you know, maybe it's time to talk about a component of the plan to maybe amend or tweak between now and 10 years, we can certainly have those discussions. One of the things you'll see, there's a strategy there in the plan. We're working with the University of Montana to develop an integrated population modeling program. If you remember, whether it's Andy Albin or Kevin maybe in the past have shared a lot of information in regards to what we track and evaluate regarding mountain lions and everything we follow with them. It would be nice to try to utilize a model, and I'll be the first to admit no model's right. There's always some variation within them, but can we try to quantify some of this data that we're collecting and use this model to help formulate some type of formality, just as another tool to help us monitor this population and things going on with it. Trying to find some other key components here. One thing we started doing, and we shared this with you, or Andy did the other day, was our biannual report, and this is something we'll put together every 2 years. It's pretty much a summary of the biological information and other information that we present to you as a commission when we develop these two-year recommendations. So this was shared with you. The public can now find this on our website, on our mountain lion plan, and it has a nice summary of information that we as a department utilize in developing recommendations for you as a commission body. So I guess with that, I would probably stop right there. I would certainly do my best to try to answer any questions or have a conversation with you here today on adopting the plan, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Thank you. Questions? Comments? Commissioner Phillips?
Thank you. Just a comment, I guess not a question. It seems to me like we're in a good place with the mountain lions and the Black Hills in South Dakota. I think so far so good, and I would urge adoption of this plan. I think it's a good one to go forward with.
And you know, when we're fortunate to go to a meeting with other commissioners from other states from time to time, and when you go, you see that our staff is nationally recognized in the field of mountain lion research and management, and often consulted by other states. In the middle of writing a book, I forget the title of the book, but it's very impressive. I mean, the work that our staff does on mountain lions and many other things, but I guess we're on mountain lions at the moment, so just thought everybody should know we are truly national leaders on this subject, and makes us all proud and thankful. So thank you for your good work.
I appreciate those comments, Mr. Chair. You know, Andy Lindblom, our big game biologist, and other big game staff that I fall under my shop, and a lot of other staff in the department, a lot of credit goes to them in working on this and the recognition that they get. And I'll be the first to admit, we have a lot yet to learn about mountain lions and how to manage them here on the Northern Great Plains, but you know, we're still in our infancy in regards. You compare mountain lion hunting to other species within the state compared to deer, and we haven't been doing it very long, and I'll be the first to admit we don't know everything about lions, but we feel we're in a pretty good spot, and we've got great staff working on this. So
any more discussion, comments, motions? We need a motion to approve the management plan, if anyone is so inclined.
Move to approve the management plan.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's adopted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, then we're going to move on with the agenda, but before we do that,